Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Hello, happy holidays, and a bunch of other stuff. This is Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, and I am joined by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
It's so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Evan, how you doing, man?
Man, I'll tell you right now, I am like all over the place. I think I've got like three things going through my head right now.
Okay, you're an octopus.
I'm an octopus. I'm not a horse anymore. I'm an octopus.
Yep.
I've completely transformed.
You gotta float.
Yeah, float and kind of move my tentacles around. Yeah, I went underwater this time. Sometimes I felt like I've been drowning, but that's okay.
Hey, at least you can breathe.
Yeah, right. Or can I? I could be, you know, I might just be robotic. I could be Cyborg Evan. You don't know, but... And if that's the case, I'd have access to ChatGPT in my own head, which would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Hey, it's an interesting idea. I mean, Meta Ray-Bans, you know, you would have ChatGPT in your head.
Right? Absolutely. Well, hopefully I'll be getting a pair of those eventually. At the time of this recording, it's actually before Thanksgiving, but this episode's coming out later on, you know, during the Christmas and Hanukkah, the winter holidays. And so I'm going to wait for a Black Friday sale and see if maybe, well, shoot, I want to snag a Zoom P4 too. So I don't know. I think what that actually means is that we should probably get into our tech piece of the week. But
yep.
Well, Kelvin, you got a tech piece of the week.
Oh, man. Do I? I don't know.
I don't know.
So
I've already given you a couple.
I'm going to push the button. And
you're going to push the button. The sound button.
Yeah. I was like, I get to push the button.
It's fun. I love it. See? And
it really
I don't blame
is.
You. It's really fun to be able to do that.
Oh, man. Well, I think my tech piece of the week would be I did get a new alarm clock. Yes. My alarm clock broke. And since I have a little bit of vision left, I got a giant alarm clock for $19 bucks. And so.
But, so like one of those light up ones?
Yeah.
It's brighter and brighter.
Low vision alarm clock.
That's pretty cool.
So you can get it on Amazon for $20.
$20. Honestly, I still see so many reasons to use a physical alarm clock. Yes, I know my phone can do it, but the cool thing about an alarm clock is I can keep my phone on my bedside table and set this alarm clock up across the room so that I have to get my lazy behind out of bed and actually go turn the darn thing off.
Oh, you're one of those.
If I turn off my alarm from bed, there's about a 74.5% chance I will fall back to sleep. Yes, that's statistic. I can back it up. I'll bring out my calculator. My tech piece of the week actually pertains well to today's episode. So a while ago, I was looking for an outdoorsy kind of smart plug that I could use to control things. At the time, it was a bug zapper that we had plugged in, so I could just – I wanted to set up this really cool routine with my smart speaker so I could be like, hey, smart speaker, exterminate. And then she would turn on the bug zapper. But I was trying to find a plug that could be used outdoors. And so on Amazon, I found the Casa Weatherproof Outdoor Smart Plug. It's like $30, maybe not even that much. And this thing's awesome for a couple reasons. One, it's got two different outlets that are independently controllable of each other. Two, it's a smart plug. So you just hook it up with the Casa Smart app and you can control those lights individually and give them names. And three, of course, it being a smart plug, it integrates with good old smart speakers. So it's really, really good if you have like outdoor lighting or like little inflatable things that you like to turn on, because you can set them on routines and control them all from your phone or your smart speaker. And it's a very well-built plug. It has little rubber covers that go over plugs that the plugs that aren't in use if they aren't. I feel like it could withstand a bit of rain and a bit of snow, and it won't kick the bucket when I'm trying to use it, of course. So yeah, Casa Outdoor Smart Plug. I'm super glad they make those, and Casa's a good company for smart controls too.
Well, I think what's interesting about this time of year, you know, we mm-hmm. have the holidays, fragrance, all the exciting things.
All the fun stuff. I love
it. I tell you, when I walked out of my office, I smell cinnamon and apple spice, you know. And I said to my mom, I said, because my office is at my parents' house, and I said, oh, you making apple cider? No, I just finished using the toilet. And I'm like, oh, man, where's my hot? That's not the way I wanted to go into the holidays, you know, smelling apple cider, but coming from the toilet, you know? No. Anyways, so kind of tell us about our guest today, Evan.
Yeah, so our guest today is actually a colleague of mine, and he's got a knack for home design decor and just really nice looking setups for not even the holidays. Like, he kind of redid our staff room, and even just the placement of the furniture and everything, it looks really, really nice and really well done.
Wait, so, it looks? You can't well, see it.
You know, I use that term. I'm still going to use that term. But, you know, he's really good at at making cozy setups. And he's also our outreach specialist as well. So I'd like to welcome Michael Cisneros to Blind Level Tech. It's the first time having you on the show, Michael. But how are you doing? How's your morning been?
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's been great, actually. Waiting for the cold to set in. Not looking forward to that. But other than that, it's been great.
Absolutely. So what's your absolute favorite kind of piece of holiday decor?
I definitely say it's the tree. I specifically create a new tree design every single year. So it's fantastic to use. I'm really a hoarder when it comes to Christmas decorating items. So I've got tons and tons and tons. So it's great to create a new one every single year. So that's my favorite thing to do. To take it down is not my favorite, but to put it up definitely is.
Yeah, that's fair.
So are you a real tree or a fake tree?
I alternate it. So this year it's fake. So maybe next year I'll get real, but it's already been up. It went up the day after Halloween this year. So it's all okay. Set for you guys to come over and check it out.
Oh yeah.
And then when you go get your tree, do you go cut it down and you go to, like, I go to Target or Home Depot to get my tree?
I do the same thing as you do, so it's much easier. I like the idea of going up there and getting all cozy in your flannel and stuff. I just don't like being covered in sap and pine branches and mm-mm. all over your car. So I'm good with Target or Home Depot or Lowe's. Any one of those is great for me.
Definitely. Yeah, we usually get ours from, well, we used to do real trees too, and we used to get those from Home Depot. Now, when it comes to decorating for the holidays, a lot of people I've noticed, they love lights and little blinky things and jingly snow, like icicles and snowflakes and all the, you know, all the stuff that honestly it's cool if you can see, but if you're blind or even if you have, you know, some vision, blinky blinky multicolored lights and stuff like that, just they don't hit the same way. And you know, there are workarounds, you know, and there are more fun alternatives and more fun ways to decorate if you're blind or low vision, or if you live with somebody that's blind or low vision. So, what do you think would be like some good, maybe alternatives to blinky lights that people can enjoy? Cause I know they got like ornaments and things that have different textures and also musical things too, but what would you think would be some good like alternatives to like lighting and visual displays?
Yeah, blinking lights can be overwhelming. A lot of people just can't take that so much stimulation. So I always follow a rule of thumb because every one of my aunts on my dad's side is low vision or blind. So we're kind of used to decorating and changing things up just a little bit to make everybody feel comfortable. So it's the norm when you're doing a Christmas tree that you have at least 100 lights per 1 foot of tree. So if you've got a 6 foot tree, you should have at least 600 lights on it. What I find works really well for people who are low vision or blind is that you change either the color or the pattern every foot. So if you do a rainbow tree and you do a green, then white, then red, then green, then white, then red again, it looks like you can see or you can tell the shape of the tree as opposed to having one big blob of white blinking lights. So that definition, I think, is helpful for some people. And the lights, I like the trailing lights, which that's what I have on my tree this year, but they're a really slow trailing. So they're not this disco light display. They're very slow blinking. I think that is helpful too. And yes, there is tons of different things that you can do with musical lights on your tree. There's one, it's by Twinkly, and Amazon sells it, and it's got a sound sensor. So that will actually sense music if you want to put music on there. So you can put a slow song on there, or you can do a rock and roll song too, which would go faster. But it also interacts with conversation, just you and I sitting there talking. It interacts with that. They also have a version that can go outside. So around my fire pit outside, it's decorated. They're waterproof. They're the same company. And so it's a great thing. They'll hear the birds. It'll go to the birds, the dogs barking. So it's kind of cool to have this different sensation out there. So it doesn't have to be music, but you can definitely set it up. So, you know, Bluetooth it to your phone, or to your computer and play whatever you like on there. But I like those, and it's very, very, detailed. So you can have them, you know, it's with a great amount of sound that creates the changes, or it's a softer sound that does it. You can definitely change those things, or you can just set them so that they're solid and they're just static and they don't do that. I don't love the musical ones that are on the trees, but you definitely can use those. They actually have ones that look like icicles. And they tinkle like icicles, like you in Frozen, you could hear that tinkling sound, which is really, really cool.
That little magical tinkly.
Exactly. So that's kind of cool, too. I do different things, too. So on the coffee table, I've had for years and years and years, and it looks just like an ornament, a ball from the Christmas tree, but it makes a chirping sound like a bird. So whenever somebody goes by there, the motion sensor picks it up and it sounds chirp. It starts to chirp. So you can kind of figure out the coffee table's right there. So walk around it or be careful. Don't, you know, smack your shin on it, that type of thing. Which is really cool. Had it for years. It is also still out there. Amazon has a version of it too. I haven't tested that one, but mine works really, really well. So it lasts for a little while. It's just not one peep. It keeps chirping on, so you can, negotiate your way around the coffee table. Yeah. Exactly. My mom always had this technique. So whenever we were over for the holidays, or if it was just a gathering of people, she had a motion detecting bell. It was shaped like a brass bell, and she attached that to the oven door. So when she opened the oven door, that bell, which was really, really loud, played. And so you would know that the door of the oven is open, or she's opening it, so you don't walk into it or step on it or get yourself burned. Something, you know, bad like that happening, which is bad around the Christmas holidays, to fall into the oven. But there's tons of stuff like that that's out there, and it's very inexpensive. There's one too that you can hook up to your lights that you have on your tree already. You just plug it in, and you can set it so it's a motion detector thing. So someone walks by, then the trees turn on, you know, as you're walking into that room. You can also do it outside. So if in your front door, if you've decorated out there, when somebody's walking up your walk, it'll actually pick them up and it'll turn all the Christmas lights that are on out there, which is really cool. And it's only like $30, I think, like on Amazon. So there's a couple or a few things that you can do to with the lights. And also you can, you know, use the ones with Alexa and have her turn your lights off or dim them down or slow them down or speed them up, whatever you want her to do. There's definitely ones that you can do out there too. And I know Evan and I have talked about scents before, so I'm really susceptible to scents. So I get a headache if it's a really strong one. So I always say that you should plan how in your house, if you're going to burn multiple, scents and flavors of candles, that they should progressively get. So you should have like apples and cinnamons in the kitchen. Maybe you have pumpkin pie in the dining room. You shouldn't have this vanilla in one room.
Not the same scent in every room.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It should just be a pathway of scents, not a huge, tremendous difference between scents. Because I think a lot of people are susceptible to that. And it just makes it a more pleasurable thing if you can if you can follow a pathway of scents throughout your house. I think it's really, really cool. I've said it before. I went to a private school when I was younger, and we had art teachers that were really creative and really, really fun. So there's applesauce ornaments that I tell everybody about, and you can make them yourself. So, you know, you and your children or your friends can get together and make them. And it's really easy. It's just one cup of applesauce and one cup of cinnamon. You just mix it up together. It makes like a clay. You just roll it out, and I would chill it for a little while after you make it. You can cut out whatever shapes that you want out of that. And you can hang those on the trees and whatever. So you can put them in the oven for about 2 hours at 200 degrees, or you can leave them sit out and air dry for about 4 days. It's the same thing, but I have one from the third grade that still smells. So it's my tradition, actually. That's the first thing that I put on the tree is my cinnamon, apple cinnamon ornament that I made in the third grade. So, and it still smells. It's a great one too for texture, because if you can rub your fingers on that ornament and the it'll invigorate the scent of it. So it's a great texture, and it's a great textile kind of thing that you can use, and you can keep them. They get so hard, you can keep them for obviously for years and years and years.
So kind of tell us a little bit, what are your thoughts on like way to create texture decoration for somebody visually impaired? Because like I did this whole show at one point for deafblind individuals, and kind of tell us like what are some ideas that you would have to help somebody like deafblindness to enjoy the holiday season by using textures or something like that.
I definitely like to use, I use scent a lot, even though I'm really sensitive to it, but, the scented, pine cones that you can purchase in any store, in Home Depot or Walmart or anywhere, that's a chemical that's on them that makes them smell like cinnamon or makes them smell like vanilla. Instead of using that, so you can have people actually feeling them, and I know a lot of people locate by touch. So instead of using those chemicals on those that you buy at the store, you can just use oils that you have. So cinnamon on those pine cones or vanilla on those pine cones work just as well. It might not last as long as it would with the chemicals, but you can definitely just redo it. So sprinkle some more vanilla over them, or sprinkle some more cinnamon over them. So it's great, really a texture thing, but it's great in case somebody puts their hands on it to locate themselves, so they're not getting those chemicals on their hands. I also think that real live evergreens is a great thing to have, whether it's in your centerpiece or it's on your napkin ring at the party, or it's just along your banister, because it reinvigorates that scent. And it's a great feeling to be able to touch that instead of plastic. And it's not a chemical. So I think it's so much better than having something that you've purchased that someone has scented with whatever they use to scent those.
Artificial crap.
And I also think Yeah, and I also think that on your tree, because I feel people's trees, I go up and I touch their ornaments and stuff like that. So that's another thing. You know, everybody loves when your hands are full of glitter for the rest of the day. But all those things, they're great. So like that applesauce ornament, put those on the tree, let people feel them. And I think it's a great grounding situation when they're touching and they're feeling all those all those things. And you know, when you're on the couch, those fluffy blankets and pillows and stuff like that just make it a homey place to be. You want people to feel comfortable and included and not singled out because you're doing so much so many things that are over the top. So just make it feel comfortable and stuff. But textures are really, really important. They are to me. So I go into the stores and I'm going along the blankets and I'm touching every one of those blankets to find the softest one and stuff. And that's how your house should be.
Well, I mean, I find the holiday season is always a challenging season for me. And even though like I enjoyed the food and all those things, but it's just, I've lost more vision later in life. Like seeing the Christmas lights in the streets, but one of the things that I've started really starting to enjoy is the experience of kind of knowing, all right, there's the Christmas tree, and then like you were talking about the room, like this room is the pumpkin room, this room is the apple spice room, this room is the tree room. And each room represents part of the holiday season. And I think that's something that's really important to, like, be aware when you decorate, including everybody, to have that experience. So that way, when you're not necessarily, oh, look at the light. Isn't that pretty? Well, I'm not going to be able to tell you yay or nay. But at the same time, but if you, like we've been talking about, make it inclusive, make it in a way where we can all experience it.
Well, one definite thing, Michael, you've given us a lot of really good information. So I think our audience is going to have a lot to digest, pun totally intended, and walk away with here. Now, one thing that is, well, that everybody's going to be able to potentially enjoy should they decide to try it is the
sandwich of the week.
So I actually do not have a sandwich this week, and I've used up my supply of holiday sandwiches, and I'm just going to go with something that I really want right now because I've got a bunch of stuff going on, and something just to comfort me would be a really delicious tuna sandwich right now. I really want a tuna. I need a tuna. I'm overdue for a tuna footlong from Subway that I said like a few months ago. Oh, man. Kelvin or Michael? Well, Kelvin first. What is your sandwich this week? And we'll follow up with you, Michael.
Yeah. So my sandwich is actually a Christmas ice cream sandwich. And so two of the Christmas tree. So you get your cookie cutter, you know, make Christmas trees out of it. You sprinkle, you put your frosting on and you freeze it. And then you put homemade ice cream on it with vanilla. And then you put it, you clamp it together. And then you have your Christmas tree ice cream sandwich.
That's like the best. Okay, you out-sandwiched me like hardcore that time. So I actually want to go make one of those now. That sounds delicious.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Michael?
I actually had one yesterday, and it was a grilly sandwich. It had, I don't know what the cheeses were, but it had five of different ones in there. Oh. And then they slathered pesto on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. But now I want Kelvin's sandwich instead. But now what? I've been ruined. So,
oh man.
Well, the thing is, when you live in San Diego, you can eat ice cream all year round because it doesn't get cold here.
So. That's right. True. That is so true. Well, Michael, I just want to say it's been a blast having you on the show, and I really appreciate the I love how this episode turned out. And I'm excited. I didn't even think about I forgot about those applesauce ornaments. I did one of those at the Colorado Center a few years ago, and I just remember thinking, like, okay, I better not mix this up with a Christmas cookie because it looks like a cookie. Could you imagine? Oh,
it does. And you could eat it. I'm sure it's horrid, but yeah, it's safe. So if somebody does eat it by mistake, but still,
well,
it'll be the last time they take an ornament off your tree and eat it.
That's true. I've met some people too that like to to each their own, but they like to hold on to Christmas cookies and use them as decor. But I always think, like, there's stuff on that could get old, grody and stuff after a couple of months of sitting around. I don't know. Just keeping old food around for decor has always been kind of a little interesting to me. That's why I never liked just decorative gingerbread houses. I had to eat them. And well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on with us today and having a good time on Blind Level Tech.
Well, thank you both for having me.
And Kelvin, is there anything you'd like to wrap up with before we wrap this episode up?
As you go into the holiday season, let's put our eyes on to how can we have joy in this season when the time might be difficult, but live beyond that challenge.
And hopefully we can be that source of joy during this holiday season. We definitely want to. We want to motivate those out there to just have, you know, a happy holidays. And if if you're feeling down or blue, put us on, you know, or hey, reach out to a friend or put on some good tunes or, I don't know, grab a good cup of hot chocolate or whatever. And, you know, these times are meant to be relaxing and enjoyable and peaceful. We know, you know, holidays can become very, very stressful. But, you know, at the same time, we want to at least try to minimize that in some way. Now, next week, we're going to have good old Ted Tequichi on with us to talk about, well, first of all, his experiences with United Airlines, because he's had a lot of them, and also just some good holiday tips for traveling home during the holidays, because it's a little different. And we know we've talked about travel a lot, but we're trying to hammer that one into the ground for sure, big time. And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Be sure to stay tuned for more future episodes. We're also going to have Deborah Erickson from the Blind Kitchen blog on in January. So we got a lot to look forward to, and we sure hope you guys have been enjoying our more holiday-themed episodes. It's always fun trying to come up with unique ones and not, you know, copy and paste stuff from the years past. In any event, you know, if you've got any feedback or questions or comments, you know what to do. You can always email feedback@aftersight.org or leave a voicemail at 720-712-8856. Anyway, I've been your host, Evan Starnes, joined by the one and the only Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.